My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Matt, we had a chance to be at OTAs on Tuesday. We talked with several players. One of them was a guy that I know has been, you know, really people wondering about exactly how they're going to use him this year, and that is wide receiver Curtis Samuel.
I think that people are sleeping on Curtis Samuel locally, nationally, so many different people. And here's the reason that, you know, I kind of have come to this hypothesis. It's not something that's completely unique to me. Okay, Curtis Samuel is entering his, I believe, seventh or eighth season in the NFL. He has not become like a bona fide top option by any means, but the best year of his career in 2020 was with Joe Brady as his offensive coordinator before he then signed a deal with Washington because he had so much success in Carolina. During that season, when he was with Joe Brady, I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but I think I can memorize most of them. 77 catches for 851 yards and two touchdowns. Then he had 41 carries for 200 more yards and three more touchdowns, averaging like just under 5 yards a carry. So that's more than 1,000 all-purpose yards, five touchdowns, and touching the ball about 125 times. I think because of the vacancy of no Stephon Diggs, no Gabe Davis, the familiarity with Joe Brady and his skill set, he might touch the ball more than any other player on the team. I don't think, besides James Cook and Josh Allen, I don't think that that's unreasonable, because I think Dalton Kincaid will have more catches, but it's not who will have more catches. It's who will have more touches. And I think if you take his carries and his catches and combine them, it's going to be like around 100. And I don't know if we can immediately assume that Dalton Kincaid's going to have 100 catches.
I think Curtis Samuel is going to be a really, really big part of this offense. I agree with you. He's not going to be treated like a Stephon Diggs, where you know that he's going to get those 160-something targets, right? But all of his targets, a lot of them are going to come in so many different ways. He can do so many things around the field. He can line up in the backfield. He can line up in the slot. He can line up outside, obviously. They can throw it to him down the field. He has some speed. They can throw it to him. He's not Tyreek Hill, but he can run. He can take the ball on a short pass, and he's good with the ball in his hand. So, yes, that's exactly the way I think that Joe Brady envisions using him, and I think it's exactly how they're going to use him. The thing about, I'll say it, is I think that's how they want to use a lot of guys in this offense. I think Curtis Samuel is kind of like the poster child for what they want to do with this offense, if that makes sense, Matt, which is have a lot of guys who can do a lot of different things. You never know where we're coming at you from.
And that's the one thing that I will give them credit for, because I have been critical of them at times that they never went out and got another like legit number one receiver. And I still think that that is going to be something that they desperately miss. That being said, when they line up, like, you don't know how to plan for them. You don't know how to, when they get in the huddle and they have, let's say their three wide receivers on the field are Curtis Samuel, Khalil Shakir, and one of the other guys who's a little bit more versatile, let's say MVS. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't know where everybody's going to go. You don't know how they're going to be utilized. You don't know what their plan is. So I think that they will be more versatile this year. That doesn't necessarily mean that they'll have more success, because I don't know if that's going to happen. But I think there's going to be a lot of different ways that they can beat you. We heard them talk about yak so much, you know, rack yak, whatever you prefer. But I think that that is something that they are still trying to figure out. And I think Curtis Samuel is the type of guy that can help there.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And he seems like a really kind of nice guy, right? You talk to him, like, some of these people just really, they come across as nice. But what I want to say was, he seemed pretty kind of thoughtful when you were talking to him. And one of the things that Joe Brady brought up was, he's a really intelligent, high IQ football player. He's very smart. And he also said he's a really good blocker. And when it was asked about him blocking, of course, receivers don't want to be known as good blockers, but I love the fact that he said, you know, from his time running the football, he understands how important that is from that aspect, because he's been a running back throughout his football life. And to have the ability to block for somebody, he knows what that means for the guy with the ball in his hands as well. And I think the Bills really value that as well.
Sure, they value it. But at the same time, every time that somebody says that somebody's a good blocker, I feel like they're just trying to find something else nice to say about them so that they don't feel like they are leaving like some sort of empty statement out there. So if he's a good blocker, sure. But I don't think that that was the reason why they gave
him a three-year contract.
I also think the priority too should play a factor of when they signed him matters. Like, Curtis Samuel was, and Mac Collins, who I think are two guys who are definitely going to make this team for different reasons. Curtis Samuel because of offense, Mac Collins because of partially offense and partially special teams. I think that that matters. So I think that they've got an inside track of, you know, getting those first opportunities, those first reps. I understand what you're saying, but
let me ask you this though. I agree with you. That's not why they signed him.
Sure.
If a guy's known as a horrible blocker, would they sign him? 3 years, $8 million
each?
Well,
Dalton Kincaid was known as a pretty horrible blocker, and they drafted him in the first round. So I know that you can coach that.
I don't think he was known as a horrible blocker. I think they said he just didn't do it very much.
Sure.
He wasn't asked to do it.
If he wasn't asked to do it, how could you be?
Because he wasn't asked to do it. He was a guy that I do think it matters. I think it matters to this team that they bring in guys that feel they can block because it's a part of their offense.
Well, sure. Once again, to an extent, but the best blocker that they had on their team that wasn't an offensive lineman, they just let walk in free agency.
He also played 95% of the snaps, way more than your number one receiver for that reason.
No, exactly. So I'm saying, like, if they think that they can fill that with Mac Collins, right? Like, when Mac Collins is on the field, they are kind of thinking like, okay, we will get what we got from Gabe Davis from a blocking standpoint. And Mac Collins was worth what? $1.5 million? It's all hindsight. I'm just saying, of course it matters. If you have two players, one is a great blocker and one is a bad blocker, you're going to sign the guy who's a great blocker. But if my offensive coordinator is talking about
the point of saying that they signed him to be a great blocker, my point was he is just very versatile and he's very good at all these different things that they want to have in their offense.
Absolutely. I just groan a little bit every time an offensive coordinator gets to blocking. I'm just like, I know that you're trying to say that he's a complete player. I know that you are saying that he cares about the little things. Stephon Diggs didn't block, and he's the best player they've had in a long time besides Josh Allen.
Yes. If Justin Jefferson's a bad blocker, no one cares.
Sure.
Right.
It depends.
I get that. Right? But I do think that we have a disconnect. I think you're diminishing what it matters to them. I think it matters much more than you believe or think. Not just platitudes. It's not just, I just want to say something nice. I think it's part of their evaluation.
This is the same conversation and disagreement we have had several times on this podcast about special teams. Like, they very clearly care about special teams. And I think that if you very clearly care about special teams, your special team should be a lot better. So you might not be caring about the right things. That is one of my criticisms of the team.
Yeah.
But it's like, really good, I understand.
It's a really good point and question we can have even going forward, because there's something that's been happening with special teams. In fact, let's get to it now. Let's pivot here. I want to talk about something else. A special teams point, if we can here. Always game day in Buffalo.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.